The Philadelphia Flyers, another player that supposedly wasn't wanted in Philly. Mike Richards, Jeff Carter. A few years later, those guys have each got two Stanley Cups. Now, Scott Hartnell says he's happy to go to Columbus because they wanted him. Joined by Jason Mertidis from 9.7, The Fan. Of course, host of a pre- and post-game for the Flyers. Jason, we've kind of heard this story on different levels before with the Philadelphia Flyers. Is Hartnell just frustrated? Or is there something to be said about what he had to say about not being wanted in Philly?
Well, I mean, I think you got a new GM here with Ron Hextall taking over for Paul Holmgren and moved up to team president. And, you know, a guy wants to put his stamp on the team. And the situation that Hextall comes into is not really a great situation when you've got so many players wrapped up long-term for a pretty big cap hit, as was Hartnell. And you look at the situation, you had a no-movement clause. You can find a way to move on from a guy like that who clearly is on the back end of his career. It's a good move. Whatever it took to get him to waive the no-trade clause, it's as simple as just saying, hey, we don't want you anymore, and everybody will waive it. Man, there'll be a lot of general managers making that kind of verbiage to a player for sure.
Yeah, it's very true, right? And now I know that Hartnell was on record as saying he talked to Columbus and wanted to know if their plan and vision of winning was there, and obviously they said the right things, and so he waived it. You've seen Hartnell play. Foot speed, is that an issue? The guy's 32 years of age. He plays a robust style. We know he gets in and plays hard and very well liked by his teammates. But do you think he's got enough speed to get around and be effective?
Well, I mean, you're going to depend on the role you're going to use him in. He's not a guy that's going to blow past guys. And you're right, he's not a great skater. Never been his game. And obviously now into his 30s, that's not going to improve. Guys just don't get faster. The role they're going to have to put him in is to be that kind of second line winger, to sit there and kind of sit in front of the net and in those dirty areas and get dirty goals. If he's a rejuvenated player, which I imagine he will be going to Columbus, then that's the guy that you'll get. He is just a couple of years removed from a 30 goal season. And remember, the guy did have Scott Hartnell had 52 points last year. It's not like he didn't do anything, but the change of scenery could be really good for him. And if he's put with the right, on the right line with the right centerman, then he can certainly be effective. By no means do I think that his career is completely gone. He still has some hockey to contribute, and he can put the puck in the net. And like you said, he's a really good guy in the room, a really good guy in the community. I can't say I've dealt with him for his entire time here, and he's always been a good guy to deal with. He's a stand-up guy. Win or lose, he'll face the media and face the questions, and that's what you want to see out of your players.
Also today, Braden Schenn signs a 2-year contract extension worth about $2.5 million a year. He's coming off his best season. Is he best as a centerman? Like, what's the long-term plan? Like, obviously, Giroux's a center, Couturier and Schenn. Do you see all of them playing the middle next year in Philly?
Well, we've got a bit of a logjam there in the middle right now. And you always want to kind of build your team through, you know, your goaltending defense and up the middle. But you got a problem because you have four centermen, because you have LeCavalier. That's a guy you don't want. You're paying him too much money to play fourth line minutes. So you looked at Schenn and being an RFA coming into this free agency period, thought maybe, well, he's a trade chip. Maybe you can get a sniper winger to put on with Giroux on the top line. But Flyers elected to sign him and extend him 2 years. And you got to remember that he did come from LA where Ron Hextall was. So he was part of that organization when they drafted Braden Schenn, and also part of that organization when they traded Braden Schenn. But they decided to keep him, but you know, we'll see how this kind of plays out. Couturier is a guy that hasn't really found his offensive game yet. Been very good on the defensive end of the ice, killing penalties and the like. But Braden Schenn right now is slated to be your second line center, and like you said, he's coming off his best offensive production season. But by all accounts, and my opinion, is that he's underachieved from the prospect and the player that came out of junior and the guy that we thought he would be so far in the NHL. He hasn't taken that step just yet.
Speaking of Vinny LeCavalier, you mentioned, man, huge contract, fourth-line guy last year. They don't have any compliance buyouts, and he wouldn't qualify anyway. Do you see them moving someone? Are they going to try to move LeCavalier? What are they going to do there? I'm guessing he might even be open to a move because he doesn't want to be a fourth-line player.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to be a fourth-line player. And actually, Ron Hextall, the Flyers GM, spoke a few weeks ago about it, and I don't know if Hexty just wasn't very savvy at the time in the kind of the way he described conversations with his agent, but clearly they're having conversations with Vinny's agent, and I think there is a market that is setting up right now for Vinny LeCavalier with the cap going north of $70 million. His cap hit is large, but it's not unbearably large, and in the right situation, he can still be a good third line, maybe second line center in this league, probably more like a third line center, that may have a little bit of value. Now, you're not going to get a lot in return for him, but that's not what you're looking for from a Flyers standpoint right now. You're looking to just kind of eliminate the signing that you made, which in hindsight looks to be a pretty big mistake, and I think that would be pretty much the same thought process down at the Wells Fargo Center.
And lastly, Jason, the Flyers, they're hosting the draft. They're never afraid to make a big move. Should we be expecting a splash on Friday with the Flyers?
Well, I don't know about a splash, but you're right. You know, when you're the hometown team, you're hosting the party, and Ron Hextall kind of kicked off the festivities today with this deal with Hartnell and obviously R.J. Umberger bringing him back. So I think there's going to be a lot of movement, not just from the Flyers, but I think the Flyers are going to be very aggressive. But a lot of that is going to depend on what we just talked about with Vinny LeCavalier. If you can free up some money, then you're in a good situation to deal. I think they have some dealable chips, especially, I mean, they have a very dealable chip on the blue line, Braden Coburn, who I think they feel is in a very similar situation to Scott Hartnell, where a change of scenery could really do him a lot of good. Seemed like Edmonton could certainly use some defense, and that'd be close to his home where he's from Calgary. So, you know, there's a guy that I think could be dealt, and there's certainly some other guys on this roster that I think are very movable right now, and I expect it to be an active weekend. Plus, I think anytime, guys, when you come off the first full season after a lockout shortened season, I think that's when you see the most movement on teams, because some guys get really old in that half a year that they were off.
I would agree with you there for sure. So we'll see what happens. Jason, we appreciate your time.
Enjoy it.